Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Direct. It's just way too direct. It doesn't make any sense, ladies and gentlemen, what's happening here. And we're going to talk about it a little bit later. We're going to have Sheriff Richard Mack on for about 15 minutes, and then we're going to talk. And we're going to talk about, going to go back and talk about this crash thing, because I cannot sleep if I don't express myself over how ridiculous I think this official lie is that they're giving to all the people. It just drives me up a wall. And I need that catharsis from being able to let you all know what I'm thinking. And I think maybe some of you out there feel the same way. And we'll let Josh be the brunt of it here. Yeah. It's the Power Hour. Anyway, we are going to be talking to probably the most well-known sheriff in America. Maybe Sheriff Arpaio might be there, but I think he's losing out compared to Sheriff Richard Mack. Sheriff Richard Mack is the head of an organization which I wanted you all to know I believe is the answer for this country, if there is an answer. And that's what I said to Alex on his show, is there is only one answer right now, and if we do not take advantage of it, we will have lost it. And I don't want to see that happen. So we have Sheriff Richard Mack on periodically. And today we have a bit of a challenge that we want to give you also. Because, well, I'll tell you in just a second. But Richard Mack, thank you so much for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Well, Joyce, thanks for having me. This has been a tremendous week because of you. And I just want to thank you. And Don and I are still lifting you up in prayer every day, and we just want to thank you for your friendship and support.
Well, thank you so much. I'm just trying to get on the good side of Sam Bushman, that's all. I am so pleased to have you join us today, because I believe, I mean this, ladies and gentlemen, if we have any hope, it's going to be with this organization called CSPOA. Now, if there's anybody out there that has not heard you before, doesn't know what CSPOA is, why do I make that statement that your organization is the only one that can save this country?
Because we are boots on the ground, changing America, one sheriff at a time, are doing, dedicating ourselves every day, dedicating our lives to restoring freedom, restoring our Constitution, county by county, and state by state. We have recognized and come to the realization that I believe all Americans should have already come to, that there is no hope in Washington, D.C., that it is completely bought and paid for, and that they are not going to do anything there, just as the Republicans who just got reelected or got elected in big landslide in November, and they are doing nothing but supporting Barack Obama and still paying for all his ridiculous, unconstitutional, and destructive programs. Mm-hmm. And supporting him in amnesty at the border and tax, borrow, and spend socialistic, communistic, Hitleric programs that are destroying our country. And there is not one sheriff in this country or peace officer who cannot stop every bit of this. And they can, and we have some that already have. And now we've got to accelerate what we're doing and get these sheriffs educated, because there's a lot of good sheriffs out there, and if we get the right information in front of them, they will do the right thing, and we have got to do that. How do we stop gun control? How do we stop the IRS? One sheriff at
yes.
a time.
Yes. I just love the ring of that, because it is so important, listeners, so incredibly important.
They can and they have.
Yes.
That's the thing. They can and they have.
Let me give you an example. Topeka, Kansas now says that if you are stopped by a police officer, you must immediately put your hands in the air. Now, I'd like to see some sheriff say, not no, but heck no, not in my county. Can you believe that? I don't care if you're holding a baby or anything. You better put your hands in the air, or they say more dangerous things might follow. Oh, well, I guess we're up against the break.
Yeah,
you didn't have much to say about that one, did you? Okay, we'll be back after this 3-minute break, ladies and gentlemen, with the Sheriff Richard Mack. The hard part's done. We got the organization. We got the sheriff. We got the other sheriffs. Ladies and gentlemen, please go to CSPOA and support them. We'll be back 3 minutes. Joyce and Josh, stay tuned.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Back to the Power Hour, third hour of the Power Hour. So honored to have each and every one of you sitting alongside of us today. Josh and I in the studio and Sheriff Richard Mack and wherever he is. Listeners, CSPOA is incredibly important. Incredibly important. Now, you all remember the story of the widow's mite, and you all remember the story of the woman who gave Richard a diamond ring. That's all she had. Oh, I'm going to cry again, and I don't want to do that. Anyway, this woman came up to you after a speech and said, I don't have anything else, but I have this diamond, or I have, take this. And she handed you a wedding ring. No, you didn't need to say that. Okay,
yeah.
And handed you this wedding ring. Okay, and I was so taken by that story, and you told me that you were going to send that ring back. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. What I'd like for you all to do, he had it appraised, and what I'd like for you all to do is he's going to send that back. And that's the right thing to do?
I already sent it back.
Okay, that was the right thing to do.
I had it for over 2 years.
Yeah, Yeah.
So she wanted me to hawk it and sell it and then get the money and use it for CSPOA. And I just recently found her again and told her that I couldn't sell it, and I sent it back, and she thanked me so much. So anyway.
Yes. Oh, I bet she did. And I want to raise the money right now, ladies and gentlemen. Help me out here to raise the money that would match that wedding ring. That would match the wedding ring. So I asked him to go and have it appraised. And you got a number for us, Richard. And I'd like for our listeners either to go to CSPOA.org, or if you're not online, call the Power Hour and donate there. And let's return the money for this ring. How much was the ring, Richard?
$800.
$800, okay?
Yeah.
So that's not that much. We can raise that much right now, ladies and gentlemen, so that he sent that ring back, and now we can get $800, I am sure, on this hour, on the Power Hour, to do that for Richard. So that was the right thing, the next right and honorable thing for him to do. Now the next right and honorable thing is for us to help raise the money to be able to match that ring. So if you would please go to CSPOA.org and donate, CSPOA.org, or call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829. Now there you can give a donation through a credit card or tell them that you're going to send in a check, and just make it out to CSPOA.org, your check, or the Power Hour will take the money. They're always so kind to do this, even though it really overloads them, but that's okay. And I mean, that's
yeah,
not okay.
But,
but please help out Rosie and call Jay and Alan and JJ out there. And please donate to CSPOA.org or call the Power Hour and say that you want to help out and match that ring amount. Only $800 is all it's going to take. So please do that if you don't mind. I would appreciate it very much. Where does the money go and how is it used by CSPOA, Richard?
Well, the place she wanted it to go, she wanted it to expand to flyers and information being sent to sheriffs in her state, and she's from Michigan, and there's about 80 sheriffs or so in Michigan, and she wanted it to go for the CSPOA to become more relevant across the country. And so we are doing programs all across the country. We're reaching out to every sheriff and helping candidates who are running as constitutional sheriffs who will stand. And we're helping about 100 different candidates all across the country right now who have called us and said, look, I want to run as a constitutional sheriff. What can I do? And how can I get your endorsement and help? And so we are doing that right now, and we need to expand that to about 1,000. And if we raise the money, then our influence goes all across this country tenfold. And that's what we're trying to do.
Yes.
And so my wife and I spend full time about, and Alex says, hey, from what I understand, you guys spend about 18 hours a day on this. And I said, yes, except Sunday. We only do about 8 to 10 hours on Sunday.
Hmm.
So this is really what we're doing. We
yeah.
know that this is working. And if we are funded, it's going to go much bigger, better, and faster.
And don't you know that when it comes down to it, whatever it is going to be, and you have to have a need to call upon someone to help you, or you get in a situation in your own county, don't you wish that they were a constitutional sheriff? And don't you wish that you have somebody who understands the Constitution when you get into trouble? Well, that's why we want you to support this. Now, tell them about the sheriff that's on Fox News. I just love it. I don't know why I get tingles every time I see this guy on TV, but it works for me because I know he's a CSPOA member. Tell the listeners about him.
Well, you met him.
Yeah.
And he was our Constitutional Sheriff of the Year for 2013 at the St. Charles event in Missouri. And he is Sheriff David A. Clark, Jr. from Milwaukee. He is the only dark-complected sheriff in all of Wisconsin.
You can say black on this state, on this program.
Oh, okay, good. I will.
Yeah.
But I always call him my brother from a dark-complected mother.
No.
And so he He has stood for freedom and liberty in America and has actually asked in public service announcements all over the state, asking the people of his county to be armed. And he's told them the truth. He said, we law enforcement cannot be to your home in time to stop an intruder from coming into your home and attacking you and your family. So you must be prepared. You must be armed. You must be trained. And I'm asking you to help me in the enforcement and in keeping the peace in our county. Mm-hmm. And it has worked, and it has been tremendous. And then Bloomberg put in $600,000 to attack this man and to get him out of office.
Wow.
And the NRA and Gun Owners of America and CSPOA and Oath Keepers came to his aid, and we campaigned for him and really helped him, and he won. And he beat Bloomberg back by barely 4.5%. And now he's on Fox News telling his story and talking to America about our freedom issues. And that's another thing, too, is he carries a pocket constitution with him everywhere he goes, and he also shares those with his deputies. And like I said, he's one of the biggest sheriff's offices in the country. And he has spoken at all of our recent meetings, and he was at our press conference in Washington, D.C. at the National Press Club, and you can get his video right off the CSPOA.org website.
Excellent. Sheriff David Clark. And I'm telling you, listeners, he is a sheriff, just like Sheriff Richard Mack. And we're so proud to have him. And every time I see him, and it's like he's on once a week on Fox News now.
Yeah.
And he is telling it like it is. He does not care what anybody says. He is going to tell it like it is. And he is one of ours, ladies and gentlemen. We need so many more like him. And that's why if you donate to CSPOA, it's going to take some money to bring this country back to what it should be. It's going to take some money, time, effort. And we've got the right sheriff to do it, Richard Mack. We've got the right sheriff's wife to do it. That's Dawn, his wife. And she works pretty cheap, too. She is an
pretty
amazing
hard,
woman.
Pretty hard.
Pretty hard is right.
She was up way late last night. She got it. She finished all her work, and I'm not kidding you. She was up doing orders. She does all the orders, and the orders we received this week, she's been working till about 1:30 every morning. She babysits kids, our grandkids, because my daughter's going through some real hard times, and so we're helping her. And so Dawn does double duty. She is the best grandmother, and she's really a hard worker. And right now when you called, she was helping me, and then she went back to bed and crashed for a minute.
Well, we all know that she is the best wife for that position, best wife for you, and you married up, and we know that. But anyway, I just want to encourage everybody, please get involved and honor Richard by donating to CSPOA, because if he's out raising money, he's not talking to sheriffs. And I don't want him and Dawn out raising money. I want you to support them, help them out, and I thank all of Alex listeners who also helped out. That was a tremendous, tremendous thing. And we all support you. We know that what you're doing is right. Now, we know that we got to put money behind it. I don't care if it's $5 or $10 or whatever. Please donate to CSPOA. Anything you'd and remember, we want to match the $800 that the ring cost so that he sent it back.
Her name
Pardon?
Is Doris.
Doris.
Doris is the lady, yeah.
And we want to match that money, so please, listeners, donate either at the Power Mall by calling us at 573-378-6049, or please go to CSPOA.org. Anything you'd like to say before we go to a break, sir?
Well, thanks again, and I really hope you're doing well, and I will say this to your listeners. If you want to get involved in a real, viable, effective, peaceful solution, then join us in this holy cause of liberty.
Yes. Yes.
I'm asking you to join us. And you can.
I love it.
And you can make it happen.
I love it. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, please support CSPOA. This is an answer. We have an answer, and one sheriff at a time. Thank you, Richard Mack, and thank you to Dawn. We love you all so much at the Power Hour, and we salute you.
Same to you, Joyce. Thanks so much. Have a great day, and we'll see all of you soon.
You got it. Thank you so very much. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that is the man. I am telling you, that's what's hard to find. Someone to represent your organization, looks good, walks good, smells good, talks good. We got him.
Absolutely.
And then to put him together with all these other sheriffs that he's able to reach and educate and convert back to what they should have been in the first place.
So sad we have to do that, but yeah. Here we are. So
mm-hmm. Here we are,
yeah.
And we're doing it. And I thank each and every one of you. And every one of you that donated to the veteran that was having through a really hard time and was going to lose his house, thank you so much for saving his house. He is such a neat guy, and man, he is just so grateful. He writes me letters. He's just so incredibly grateful.
Well, that's awesome. He should be.
Yeah. Yeah. He is just, he can't believe. He says, I can't believe there are people out there that really care. He said, now I know it's not hopeless. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. We're going to talk the deliberate crash that occurred. Oh, it makes me sick. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So who else will you need at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counter-terrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Chain. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I would be
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, you can change your world, which changes our world. And I got to tell you, that really, I am really ticked about that rooster thing. I had all those roosters for no reason at all. I could have, I don't know. Josh said, well, I asked Josh, I said, well, then during the break, I said, well, then do you need, does a cow need a male cow to have milk?
And
or can you just get milk from a cow?
No, they need to have been pregnant and had a baby and, be lactating produce milk.
Okay, so it's not much different than humans then. Okay, I get it. I get it now. And also, one of our listeners had a comment here. Let me read this real quick before we go into... try ducks instead of chickens. Thomas says ducks are a much better choice than chickens for eggs. They're much easier to manage. One person can easily pen ducks anytime during the day. Try that with chickens. Ducks do much less damage than chickens as they do not scratch. You do not need a pool for ducks to swim in. All you need is a bucket deep enough for them to submerge their heads in. If you get the right breed, they will lay as many eggs as most chicken breeds. Unlike chickens, their egg laying is independent of light. Most bakers who have used duck eggs prefer them to chicken eggs for baking. That's really good. Thank you very much. I appreciate you, Thomas. Thank you very much for letting me know that. Okay, we are going to take phone calls from you. This whole lie about the deliberate crash in the Alps. You see, they had crash in the Alps was their big headline. Now they changed it to deliberate crash in the Alps because we're not smart enough to figure out what... Oh, I just am sick about this. I'm going to go to the callers. I don't care if you're pro or con. I would like to get some people with some flight experience on here to talk about this, but I still cannot believe that they were listening to this guy's breathing in the cockpit with all that noise. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so let's go to David in New York. David in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you, Joyce, for taking my call, and we pray for you and Sheriff Mack, and I guess also Alex Jones is going to be going into the hospital, so we pray for y'all.
Really? He's going to the hospital?
Yeah, hernia, some kind of a operation, a procedure.
Oh, my gosh.
But what I wanted to call for, I'd help to talk to Sheriff Mack. I wanted to encourage him because here in Washington County, which is next door to Saratoga County, I handed a sheriff one of Sheriff Mack's DVDs. Now, I'm the guy that's been burning DVDs like crazy. We're up to over 43,000 now. And the sheriff was at a counter getting a cup of coffee, and he came back to our table, and he said, hey, you can have this DVD back. And I was thinking, oh, my goodness. He said, I've already seen it, and you can't believe where I was 3 weeks ago. I swear. He said, I was at the Sheriff Mack's conference.
Whoa.
So, that's exciting. Him and another sheriff. And it was shortly after that, Joyce, that some people were down to the Albany airport passing out flyers about the TSA and the illegal searching. And they tried to throw these people out. And it was the Saratoga Sheriff's Department that said, no, these people have a First Amendment right, and they're allowed to stay here. And it made national news. So I want to encourage you and Sheriff Mack and others to know that it's just not talk. They're doing something.
Wow. I wish you would email. Yeah, I wish you'd email Sheriff Mack and tell him that. Is Sheriff Mack at CSP? I don't know. Let me find his email address for you.
I think I have his email, Joyce.
Email that to him. That would make him feel so good. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, see, it is working. It is working. Please support this organization. Go ahead.
And another thing I'd like to mention, John Cutmeyer of the Save a Patriot Group had a program where they had, I would guess you could call it like a money bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And if you and Alex and other patriots could have a money bomb to help Sheriff Mack, to help Wolfgang Helbig with his, and all these different individuals, you think of Chuck Baldwin trying to set up non-501c3s. How much money do you think could possibly be raised if all the patriots that listen to these programs even just put in a dollar a month and you draw from the hat or whatever?
Yeah.
And
well, I think that, you know, that's a quite a job there. Chuck Baldwin, if he still doesn't charge, if he, you know, when he does speaking engagements, he needs a first-class airplane ticket. If he's given that up, then I might consider him also. But that kind of concerned me. Hey, thank you very much, David. I appreciate the phone call. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with your calls.
Think Alive, the network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You want it, come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to buy it from our cold hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come to us and take it.
One shot at a time.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen.
Well,
that is our own incredible Steve Voss. And the album is Come and Take It. Steve Voss is amazing, ladies and gentlemen. So God Made a Farmer is on there. When Johnny Comes Marching Home, State of the Union, Renegades, Ragged Old Flag, God Bless America, and We Must Take America Back. And that album is available at the Power Mall. You want some if you want some music to get you feeling good and powerful and strong and it's not all over till it's over, well, get that album, Come and Take It by Steve Voss, at the Power Mall. Also, quickly, I want to remind you, William Raymond, has asked me to let you all know that this past Tuesday marked the 10-year anniversary of the seizure of the Church of Salem. And there's going to be some information in the email blast about that. Bless their hearts, man. They have been through it for standing up for what is right, I got to tell you, at the Church of Salem. And you can go to their website also. TheChurchOfSalem.inf. TheChurchOfSalem.inf. And I thank you all very much for letting us know that. Okay, we're going to go to the calls now. And then after the 50-minute break, you know, the Yahweh song, I'm going to talk to you about what was so bizarre in Rosie's son found on a cranberry juice bottle. I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. You can go to thepowerhour.com, and it's there. Wanda put it up there for you to see. I want you all to see it, and then see what you think about that. It is unbelievable. It's like the, you know, Mary in the French
Jesus
toast.
Jesus on the toast, yeah.
Yeah, or Jesus in the French toast kind of thing. But it's unbelievable. And yep. Then I'll let Josh give you his opinion on it.
Okay, cool.
Okay, let's go to Johnny B. in Missouri. Johnny B. in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Morning, guys. Great
morning.
To meet you guys.
What are your thoughts on the plane? What are your thoughts on the plane?
I'm going to stay on task, Joyce. I've been doing a lot of contemplation on the people of Nineveh, but that's another subject. I want to blow it by you and Josh. Okay. I went through a chemical reaction to Zoloft and Neurontin. I got crossways between the two of them back somewhere in my past. Mm-hmm. And I can absolutely guarantee you guys that you do not breathe normally. You don't act normally. I mean, there's big-time warning flags that's going off.
Hmm.
But for that gentleman to be breathing normally as the plane goes down, he had to have been unconscious.
Interesting.
And I've got to wonder, we need to get some word from Phil McConnell and what his investigation is. I'm sure he's right up in the middle of it.
Yeah, Field, I haven't heard anything from him definite yet, but I think Matthias is already saying this is a lie. The story you're being told is a lie, Matthias Chang. So we need to hear from Field McConnell on this also. But, Johnny, when you see that crash site, don't you believe that looks like an explosion site?
Well, I haven't actually looked at the pictures yet. I'm letting the information kind of soften out a bit. But I know the first thing I come across, I had a friend in Missouri call me early in the morning and asked me about it. So I started looking, and one of the first things I come across was some skiers in the area said that there was a tremendous noise in the sky. Not on the ground, in the sky.
Oh, so skiers are now reporting it.
Possibly an explosion before it ever hit the ground. And
yeah,
I agree with the people when they say that the crash sites, when a plane impacts the ground, there's whole sections that are left.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't obliterate.
That's right.
No way.
Thank you so much, Johnny B. I appreciate your feedback on that. I'm telling you, you know, they want to tell us black is white until we finally say, yeah, you're right. Come to think of it, black is white. You know, we've got to start saying no, no, not no, but heck no. Thank you, Johnny B., for your feedback. Yeah.
Can I do one more thing?
Okay.
I want to encourage the people of Kansas to send a letter to Topeka and let them know if you're traveling through that town, you need to put them on notice. If anything happens to me or my loved ones, the city of Topeka is going to pay the bill and the state's going to be paying big time.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for that. Yeah, we got to remember
thank
that.
You.
Topeka, that is horrible. Put your hands up. Yeah, be a servant of ours. Okay, let's go to Kenton, West Virginia. If you would like to give us a call and talk about what happened in this lie of a plane crash, the plane crashed, obviously, or exploded, or was blown up, or whatever, but give us a call at 855-995-6923. Kenton, West Virginia, what are your thoughts, sir?
Couple of things. First of all, I found it interesting that they said they heard the seat move. They heard the door open and shut. Then they heard breathing. They heard pounding. They haven't given any indication of hearing any conversation whatsoever between the pilots. Of course, I don't understand why they're not doing that. But, of course, we know that these planes pretty much fly themselves. We've had these stories of pilots going to sleep and the plane just keeps going, you know.
Right.
So maybe the guy had his face in the book and the pilot just got up and, or maybe he was dozing off. Who knows what? But, that's my, and you know, they don't mention any conversation at all.
But Kent, if you were a CEO for Lufthansa Airlines, let me ask you this, and you were going to give this worldwide news conference saying what happened and then talking about people were screaming before the plane crashed and all this kind of stuff, wouldn't you have listened to that black box or the voice recording before you did a news conference and said, well, I'm reading what somebody did on a transcript for me?
Well, I would think so, yeah. Well, who knows what people do and how... Who knows how people react in situations where it's a once-off.
But that's just negligent.
Negligent. I don't think it's any training for him in Christ like that. But, yeah, I think he probably would have heard about it. But he trusts the people that works for him, you know, I guess maybe.
There's due diligence, and that's not due diligence to trust somebody else because they put it on a piece of paper and told you to say it. Thank you very much, Kent, for the phone call. Let's go to Judy in New Hampshire. I want to get through a lot of calls today. And, again, if you'd like to call in, 855-995-6923. I gave you my list of things that don't make any sense from this. I'd like to hear your list of things that don't make any sense. Or everybody call in and we'll put it all together here. Because I'm telling you, when a CEO says, well, I didn't hear the black box or the voice recording. And by the way, they also said there were two black boxes, one voice recording, one black box. And the black box had been torn open and they were not able to find the black box yet. But they're telling us what all happened, and the voice recording is what they're going by, and it was damaged also. Let's go to Judy in New Hampshire. Judy, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Hi, Joyce. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I like to label these things as an SAR, something ain't right.
Yeah.
And I agree. I think it's very suspicious. You had a guest on your program a week or so ago. It was Rebecca Roth, who... I think this stuff is right up her alley. She's a 30-year, over 30 years of experience as a flight attendant, and I think she'd be a great resource to check in with.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she would really be able to give you a lot of intel, I think, on this whole issue.
Okay, very good. I think we should get her on, that's for sure. Thank you very much for the phone call. I sure appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Uh-huh. And whoever my board op is there, if you want to take me off air real quick, I want to give you a phone number to call Phil McConnell, if you don't mind. Can you take me off air and do this, or do we need to, because we don't have much time at the break to do it. Okay. Okay. Make sure we're off air. Okay. Let me email it to Scott. Okay. All righty. I'll email it to Scott then, and we'll get that. Hopefully we can get him on the air or have him call in. I'll tell you what, Field, if you're listening right now, give us a call at 855-995-6923. Let's go to Eric in New York. Eric in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Eric?
Thanks a lot, Joyce. I'm sorry to go a little off topic, but this is very important. You remember your guest, Pete Hendricks, who wrote Cracking the Code?
Right.
Mm-hmm. His wife is going up for sentencing in a couple of weeks, and I want courtroom observers to get there, please. It is on April 9th at noon at the Theodore Levine Federal Courthouse in Detroit.
Okay, so Pete Hendrickson's wife is going up for sentencing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are near that area, please go and support it and give it again where it is.
This is at the Theodore Levine Federal Courthouse. Sorry, I'm a little out of breath. I had to run when I heard you call my name. The Theodore Levine Federal Courthouse, room 226. And the judge's name is Victoria Roberts. His name is Pete Hendricks. He wrote Cracking the Code. They could not get his, they're going at, he did his time. He got out. Now they're going after his wife, Doreen. They could not get her on tax fraud, tax evasion, or tax delinquency. So they're giving her a contempt of court charge for not signing a piece of paper that the IRS handed to her and said, here, sign this. She said, I'm not signing anything. And now the judge is going to say, yeah, now she's going up for sentencing. This is why if you want courtroom observers, people, get a hold of us quickly at the early side. Don't wait for the last minute because we can avoid these things through different filings and public pressure if we catch them a little earlier. But we need to have a lot of people at this courthouse on April 9th at high noon in Detroit. to support Doreen, because they're going to sentence her, and God knows what they could do. It's a contempt of court charge, from what I've seen. These judges are throwing the book at people for whatever they can come up with, because they can't get us on the real charge. So they make up a resisting arrest or a contempt of court, where you didn't cross your T or dot your I, and now she might have to go to prison. So I need people to get there. Please, people, if you're anywhere near Ohio, Detroit, Michigan, anywhere in that area, please get there.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. All right, and which website can they go to? Which website can they go to see about this?
Well, it's the Courtroom Observers Division of the National Liberty Alliance, and I did hook up with them because they needed courtroom observers desperately, and I needed a national platform, and it was a perfect fit. So it's nationallibertyalliance.org. Put your cursor on groups and open up Courtroom Observers, and you'll see my bulletin board, and there's all kinds of ways to get a hold of me with my phone number and everything else.
All right. Thank you so much, Eric. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much. Let's go to Field McConnell now. Field is on the line, and we're going to try and get from him what his latest thoughts are on this quote-unquote deliberate crash in the Alps. Field, who is a former airline pilot himself of many years, thank you for joining us in the Power Hour today. Field, what is your take on this whole thing as of just a few days after the incident?
I think the story that the public is getting is total nonsense. And to put it as succinctly as I can, I think the powers that have been suppressing the existence of the Boeing uninterruptible autopilot are now terrified that the truth of the Boeing uninterruptible autopilot is being understood around the world. And it's my firm belief, and I would gladly bet my life, that the German co-pilot was a patsy, and he's a perfect patsy because he's an extremely inexperienced pilot. He apparently has suffered from depression, and one of the things that the airlines love to do to pilots is claim they have a psychological disorder. Thirdly, his girlfriend had just broken up with him recently, so he's the perfect guy upon which to lay this hit. And I just found out within the last 3 or 4 minutes you may want to talk to me, so I don't have before me a list of notes I made yesterday, but the 630 hours of flight time is a red herring. The fact that on a flight plan between Spain and Germany, it goes down over France, so Airbus and France and the SNPL and the BEA, and I'll explain those on my radio show, and I'm not advertising my show. I'm trying to support
yours. Well, that's fine. Go ahead and tell the listeners. Tell the listeners when it is and how they can listen.
Well, I'm just posting the link right now, and the link will be up at abeldanger.net. That's ABELDANGER.net. The link will be up in the next 30 minutes. But to me, the cabal, C-A-B-A-L, the cabal which has been taking down these jets, and just to prove that there's a long history of this, I want to rattle off the top of my head the airline flight numbers that have been taken down consistent with the technology we see used on German wings. We're going to start on the 1st of January of 2007. That flight was Adam, ADAM, Air 574. The next one is May 5th of 07. That's Kenya Airways 507. Other flights include Speedbird, which is British Airways 38, Colgan 3407, Air France 447, Turkish 1951, Air Afrika, which is tough to spell and pronounce. It's a Libyan airliner. Air Afrika 771. Colgan, I already said Colgan, excuse me. The next one up is the Sukhoi Superjet, which, let me stop right there, Joyce, and give you a scoop of all scoops. There's nobody in the world that has reported, other than me, I believe, that the motive for the Sukhoi Superjet hit, which occurred around the 11th or 12th of May of 2012, the motive for that, when they flew it into Mount
Salak. Okay, I'll tell you what, I want to know about this flight. I want to do, and not the history of it, because we don't have time for that, because we've only got 2 more minutes. What do you think happened in this mess? What do you think took place?
I think they're trying to cover up the existence of the Boeing uninterruptible autopilot, and they want to transfer blame from the last 12 crashes that have taken 1,600 lives to put it onto the fragile pilots. And pilots are, in fact, the weak link because machinery, software, and hardware does not develop mental problems or have addiction problems. So if they can create the panic amongst the global travelers that pilots are a risk, which is not necessarily true, then they can cover up the fact that the Boeing uninterruptible autopilot was used on 9/11. There's a pretty bold statement for you, Joyce.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And that's so true.
So you think he's a patsy? Does this look like an explosion to you as opposed to going into the ground?
Well, there's not many big pieces left. And keep in mind that going back to 9/11, there's a device called Smacksonic. I'll spell it for your listeners. Smacsonic. It looks exactly like aviation insulation. Unfortunately, it is a trilaminar explosive which can be detonated by a remote electronic trigger, and it turns the entire aircraft into plasma, which is the lowest reducible form of matter.
Wow.
And it leaves very little evidence. Yeah, this isn't the first time they've done it. It's the 12th time that I'm aware of.
All right. Thank you so much. I wish we had more time, but we don't today. Thank you very much, Field McConnell, former airline pilot, who is, for many years, sharing with us his information. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. And look at that cranberry juice bottle, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The Clean and Green Sale continues at Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced his Clean and Green Sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS80.
Who is moving on the water? Who is holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? Who is standing on the mountain? Who is on the earth below? Who is bigger than the heavens and the lover of my soul? Creator God, He is Yahweh. The great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Sheron, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. That song will be in the email blast, and you will be able to sign up for the email blast at thepowerhour.com. You get incredible information that Catherine puts out every single day. Not only the link to the program, but you get lots and lots of good additional information, what's on sale and all that kind of stuff. I want to say quickly about this cranberry juice bottle here. Now, Josh gets a big kick out of this. It's serious business here, Josh. Absolutely. I want you to take this seriously.
My laughter is not taking it seriously.
Anyway, Rosie's son, Rosie, who is out at the Power Mall, her son Clifford, is very bright, very bright. Yes. He's scary bright for a 10-year-old. And he saw this cranberry juice bottle in the refrigerator, got it to drink, and he saw this smudge on it. This, we call it a smudge. He called it a bubble in the plastic, but it wasn't a bubble in the plastic. But anyway, he said, after he looked at it, he said, I need to take a picture of that. And I'm thinking, why? What would prompt a kid?
Well,
I'd be drinking it.
Blow it up.
I would just drink it so fast it wouldn't even looked at the bottle. But anyway, so he takes a picture of it. And those of you who can go to thepowerhour.com website, I want you to check this out. Because Wanda put it there for you to look at. The bottle, first of all, and then the and then the picture of what you see there. And the picture, there's nothing else other than to say it is an angel or a demon.
Right.
An angel or a demon.
Take a survey somehow.
Yeah, I wish we could. I wish we had time. I think it's an angel. Josh thinks it's a demon with horns.
Yes.
And
it's awesome regardless.
Yeah.
We just see different things.
It's unbelievable, listeners. I mean, when I saw this picture, I just... Anyway, go to the website at the top of the news section. There's a heading there, Your Thoughts, and that's where Wanda was kind enough to post it there, Your Thoughts, at the website, thepowerhour.com. Check that out and tell me that is not an angel or a demon. And I wish we had time to do this, but I mean, it's like...
That is so cool.
I told him, put it on eBay, man, sell it, you know?
Yeah.
No, it's unbelievable.
Sorry, man, it's got horns.
Okay, but what would prompt a 10-year-old to do this? Other than he's very bright.
Saying something weird. And
he has an interest in everything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, kids with technology these days, they can take that and, you know that, oh, I can take a photo, blow it up.
He's 10 years old, and he walked me through downloading Skype yesterday. That was embarrassing, really.
Well,
okay.
In all fairness, you just learned that hens lay eggs, so.
Well, I don't think many people don't know that. But,
really?
Yeah, wow. What they do without chicken.
Burned
without
that segment.
Yeah. What happened to the time? I want more time.
Sorry, callers.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, callers. I apologize to you all. Make you hold on like that and then tease you. I'm sorry. But go check that picture out and tell me that is not an angel or a demon. It's unbelievable. It really is. It's worth seeing. I wish we could show everybody that doesn't have a computer, but I don't know how to do that. Anyway, Josh, you've been awesome today.
Thanks. You too.
I promised to let you talk, but I didn't.
That's okay. I'm just here for support.
You are so good. He's here for whatever he can do, and he's so good.
Whatever you need.
He's the best. And that was an awesome interview you did last Friday. Everybody remarked about that.
One of my favorite shows ever.
Wow, that was good. You did an amazing job last Friday.
Thank you very much.
Y'all have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. Y'all bless you all. We love you at the Power Hour. We'll see you on Monday, that is.
Tuesday.
Well, I will on Tuesday.
See you guys.